This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Is anti-Semitism on the rise in the United States of America and around the world? Some most certainly feel that way. The New York Times wrote on February 21 that since the start of the year, at least 53 Jewish community centers around the country have received bomb threats. We have never had this level of anti-Semitism from different places on the ground on your phone, the director of the Anti-Defamation League said. The article goes on to say that synagogues have historically been seen as the most threatened, and just this week a large-scale cemetery was vandalized. Now others think that now it's really not a big deal because the Washington Post just wrote an article to the effect that no, anti-Semitism is not on the rise. Now I read the article, I wasn't terribly convinced of it at all. Sure, anti-Semitism has always been a phenomenon around the world for centuries, but it is getting worse. And we shouldn't kid ourselves thinking that because the focus of the world is right now more on Muslims, that suddenly the world has become a friend of the Jewish people. I'd like to read to you an article from the Times of Israel, which was dated February 21, saying this: calling Israel a cancerous tumor, Iran's supreme leader on Tuesday expressed support for a holy intifada to eradicate the Jewish state. He goes on to say the people of Palestine have no option other than keeping the flames of fighting alight by relying on Allah the Exalted. And then it says that the supreme leader declared the Palestinian plight as, quote, the most important issue in the world of Islam and as the pivot of unity for all Muslims around the world. Well, granted, that's Iran. But what about the other Arab nations? Some feel that they are going to collaborate now with Israel to bring about a solution of the Israeli-Palestinian situation. But at the same time, they have completely and totally rejected the concept of a one-state solution, and so have the Europeans, by the way. They have rejected the idea of Jewish settlements in quote-unquote occupied territories, and so have the Europeans, by the way. They have rejected the concept of Jerusalem being the eternal capital. That has been completely dismissed. And so what we are seeing is, again, a situation in the Middle East and around the world showing anti-Semitism, a concept against the state of Israel. And so the question I have is this: what if the United States of America was to transfer its embassy to Jerusalem, as they have said they would do? Now, of course, President Trump was absolutely correct in condemning anti-Semitism. But what if, let's say, he is being asked, and some have suggested that, to help the Jews to build a third temple, and he would give collaboration to that? The question is, does the Bible tell us anything about a third temple? Some have said, no, we don't need to have a third temple. We know, and many experts and Bible scholars agree, that actually the Jews will start bringing animal sacrifices in Jerusalem prior to Christ's return. But they say, yeah, but you don't need a third temple for that. That's not the issue. The issue is not whether a third temple is needed. The issue is, will the Jews build a third temple prior to Christ's return? What does the Bible say about it? What does the Bible say about the consequences if that is going to happen? Do you know that the Bible tells you it's going to happen? Do you know that the Bible tells you that European nations will send their armies into the Middle East towards Jerusalem, occupying Jerusalem to bring quote-unquote peace to the region because of the turmoil which is going to be created? All of these things are clearly foreseeable because the Bible tells you so. Now, we in the Church of the Eternal God have a duty, a responsibility. We have a duty to proclaim God's warnings to all nations, including the Jewish people. And we have to tell you, it's not an easy thing to do, that God is very angry with the Jewish people, as he is with all nations around the world. And there are reasons for his anger. But at the same time, we are also telling you and have to tell you that God will be extremely merciful to the Jewish people and to all nations in the future. But the question is, when is that mercy going to arrive? How it is going to arrive and why? We have prepared a free booklet, The Fall and Rise of the Jewish People. And in this booklet, we discuss these and many more questions. We ask the question, will anti-Semitism ever stop? We ask the questions, will the Jewish people ever live in the promised land in peace and tranquility and safety? We ask the question, is there going to be a third temple built in Jerusalem when animal sacrifices are being brought? What is the consequence of all of that? We are asking the question, will the world become ever a friend of the Jewish people prior to Christ's return? And many, many more questions are being addressed in this free booklet, and you need to have a copy of it. Right after this program, we are going to show you a video which was produced and prepared by Michael Link, advertising this booklet and giving you more information. Please stay tuned to it because you need this vital information. Did you know that as a Christian, you are supposed to be a spiritual Jew? That has great consequences for your way of life. This booklet explains as to what that means. So until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Where did the Jewish people originate from? Are most of the modern descendants of the ancient house of Israel Jewish? If not, who and where are they today? Does the Bible prophesy a third temple in Jerusalem before Christ's return? Does the throne of David still exist, and if so, where could it be found? What is the abomination of desolation? Who is the man of sin claiming to be God? And what is the red heifer ritual all about? Why have so many Jews rejected the Messiah, Jesus Christ, as their Savior? What is the true history of the Jewish people and what is their prophesied future? To find the answers to these and many other questions and to receive a free copy of this booklet, go to eternalgod.org/contact or click here. Standing Watch is a presentation by the Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.